still staying pretty hot. Back to you.
Well, if you've been hauling concrete, it's like hauling gold nowadays. That stuff's getting pricey. But that's good. Keeps the guy busy. And that means there's construction, which keeps them busy. And yeah. How's Max and his wife and his new car and his new radio? I still can't forget those two new things. I don't have them, so I'm just jealous, I guess, Max. Go ahead.
Oh, everything is good here. Yeah, yesterday we had quite a show and quite a big thunderstorm. About 1,800 thunderstrikes in our area. Some forest fires. So, but yeah, it was in the evening. But I managed to fall asleep in the middle of it.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7.
You sound like me, Max. I can sleep through anything. All I have to do is put my head down, and there's not much that keeps me awake. But that's a lot of strikes, and BC does not need that right now. They got enough troubles with fires and smoke. But hopefully they're not too close here.
Yeah, it's, right now it's one fire in West Vancouver. It's contained, but it's actually under investigation. It's not sure if it's human cause or thunder strike. But it was quite a show. A lot of splashes over the ocean, but not enough rain. We need more rain right now to put everything down.
Yeah, copy that. I just wish it would come without the lightning. Thunder doesn't bother me, but the lightning sure causes more problems, and the rain helps sometimes. So you need a good downpour without the lightning, and they don't always happen that way.
Yes, unfortunately it is. You cannot argue with nature. It will take over one way or another. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, and have a good evening, and 7-3.
Thanks for joining us, Max. I always look forward to catching up with you. Do we have anybody else out on the West Coast? Vancouver, New Westminster, Delta, Lander. Gosh, I can't remember them all anymore. Even Northern Washington. Love to talk to you. If you're out there, please come out.
You can throw some rocks onto the...
Yep, but did you realize if I change an E to an A, you become Jennifer? the E7ROX, good evening, Jim, and yeah, I knew you were there, I just, what the heck, just got back from D.C. or from B.C., I'm still only half here, back to you there, Jim.
I see you took the liberty of checking that one Victor Alpha version of it. Yeah, hello from out west. Top of the E's name. The E7, that's an E. The E7ROX. In the radio dialogue box. Sunday from sunny, partially sunny. BBC, I see a three quarters in the southern sky there, if you're able to see it from your location. So that's what's going on here. Everything's running smoothly, all is well, and no traffic back to net.
Well, good things, good things that are going well is always a good thing. And yeah, I keep trying to move or to Saskatchewan with a 5, but I figured I'd just change her back into a female. A instead of a 5, instead of a 7. So, yeah. Good to have you in there, James. Thanks for being there. And introducing, who did you introduce? 7OR Merlin into the group, too. So, yeah, good to have him join us. And have yourself a good week. We'll see if there's anybody else out there keeping us company in BC. If there is, now would be a good time to come in. Please come now.
in Vancouver, in the east, downtown east side.
Connection down in South Washington, he was supposed to be off. I'm gathering a couple of months and I'm heading out. It was kind of mid to late, late summer, or mid to early summer that he was planning on heading. I'm guessing maybe he's out and about on his boat that he was working on, so maybe we'll catch him if he comes close to land someplace.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he's on the Olympic Peninsula there, Port Angeles, across the Wanda Fuca Strait from Victoria, B.C. Oh, yeah, the repeater reaches well into that area there, and one of the repeaters in Vancouver here, you can hit it from the Seattle Space Needle, so there's coverage for you.
I don't plan on climbing to the tip of the needle, though. But yeah, I can believe that. It's got the height for a good place to put a repeater. It would be right up on top of that thing. That would be a good output.
Yeah, I can see Mount Baker from my location, and it's rising up 10,700. If you can imagine a repeater up there, the mountains closer to Vancouver rise up around 4,000 feet, and there's repeaters there. So, yeah, they got the footprints in the coverage area.
Yep, copy that. Same thing going through the mountains. If you could get repeaters set up strategically across the peaks going through the mountains east to west. They're working on it, I think, slowly. Unfortunately, there's a lot of valleys in between the peaks that kind of take it all out. So, thanks for being there, James. Always good catching up.
Yeah, if there's others out there chomping at the bit, we should let the net continue.
Agreed with that. So, have we left room for the others? If there's anybody else out in the West Coast, doesn't matter where you are, this is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat. That's what we do. We'd like to chit chat with you. Please come now. I guess at the moment, James, you wrapped us up at 24, but we've got a later list yet, so we'll see what happens there. This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, and we are at the later list. So if you have not been called, or if you were late getting in, or if you were just too shy to key the mic, doesn't matter what the excuse is, if you're there and listening, we'd love to hear from you, because that's what the Chit Chat does. This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey. Please come now.
Thank you for joining us. Have yourself a great evening and a good week coming up.
Do we have any other later left station?